بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of struggling to form a unified Muslim nation. According to the works and statements of great religious personalities, one of the characteristics of Eid al-Fitr is that it is the Eid of the United Islamic Ummah. He is one who turned this day into an Eid for Muslims. It is the Eid of all Muslims. This means the outlook of the holy religion of Islam is towards building an Islamic Ummah. The same outlook exists in the teachings of the great Prophet of Islam. When we look at many Islamic teachings, we witness an effort for creating a united Ummah. Today, the Islamic Ummah is disintegrated. This disintegration does not mean differences between Islamic denominations. These differences are natural and they are not contrary to forming a united Ummah. Different beliefs and opinions can exist on major and minor issues alongside a united Ummah. What has separated Muslims from one another today is policies, political motivations, and motivations for seizing power. Muslim countries can pass through these motivations. This is the responsibility of political and influential personalities and those who have governmental positions in Islamic countries. If this happens, then a kind of power will emerge that is better than and superior to, in the real sense of the word, all transgressing and arrogant powers in the world. If this happens, no one will be able to bully an Islamic country. And no power will be able to blackmail Islamic countries and Muslim governments. If we stay together, if we pay attention to and focus on our common points, if hunger for power, selfishness, dependence, and corruption do not separate us from one another, then a power will be formed that can defend and support the rights and interests of 1.5 billion Muslims. But unfortunately, such a thing does not exist today.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The important point is that we should appreciate the value of such opportunities. Allah the Exalted made auspicious Eid al-Fitr a source of honor and dignity for the Islamic Ummah and for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You made it an Eid for the Muslims and for Muhammad, God's greetings be upon him and his household, and a source of honor and dignity and bounty. This is an instrument for increasing the dignity and honor and of the Islamic Ummah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This depends on how we Muslims make use of such opportunities and occasions. The Muslim nations can use the month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr as an instrument to achieve glory and dignity. They can use them as a ladder to climb towards spiritual and material improvement and towards dignity in this world and in the next. We should be vigilant. We should use these opportunities.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me.